This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453 as we launch into the third hour of the program. Talking about a government-run grocery store. A lot of the mainstream media publications like the Washington Post, Boston Globe are touting this as a socialist success story. Now, of course, it's only been open for 2 months.
And they're probably going to be right.
At this point. You think it's going to be a success?
Well, this is what I was saying earlier, or trying to say earlier, is it's going to be touted as a success for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's the only socialist grocery store around right now.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., which means it's surrounded by all the capital that goes around it. And it's government run. So when it starts to fail, right, they'll just siphon off capital from something else and funnel it to the grocery store to keep it running, because they have to keep it running because it's the only one that serves this small little niche.
Because it'll look bad if it fails.
Right? And that's the other thing, right? And then when it's successful, because of all this, you know, other funds siphoned off to keep it afloat, because there's a lot of capital surrounding it, they will tout it as the socialist success story on how governments can run grocery stores, ignoring the fact that it's supplemented by everything surrounding it and not actually operating as socialist on its own.
If somebody was to ask whomever wrote these articles, these articles praising and lauding this government grocery store, mm-hmm. if someone was to ask them, are the government school systems a success? Likely the people who wrote them would say yes. Oh, we have to have the government school. How are the poor kids going to learn?
They would say, that's how I got my education. I can read and write.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of people who graduate from government schools can read and write. As a matter of fact, 60% in some areas and 80% in others. But on average, government school graduates are, 19% of them are functionally illiterate.
I want to go to the phones here. We can talk more about this grocer adventure in grocery socialism here. But let's go to Tatiana calling from New York, listening online. Go ahead, Tatiana.
Hi. So I was looking at the city council meeting minutes that they posted online, and it looks like in April is when the mayor, Mayor Lynch, first brought it up. Mm-hmm. And was saying that there was going to be a workshop, I guess, after this meeting to talk more about the details of it. And then there's a city council meeting in June where they approve, hey, we're going to do it. But in April, they said they're going to use money from the enterprise fund to operate it, which I think is super vague. A little annoyed that no one said, hey, what the heck is the enterprise fund, but whatever.
It mentions here in the story that it was $150,000 taxpayer dollars that they put towards this that they got from some sort of a fund. It must have been the enterprise fund.
Kind of a
fund.
Loan, because they said they're going to pay it back.
They say they loaned it to themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some sort of an emergency fund.
Right. And so then in June, only like two questions are asked, one of which is it going to have, like, are they going to pay rent? And the mayor tells the lady who asked the question, no, the rent has been waived, which is weird to me since they apparently own the property. And so,
why would they charge themselves rent? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And I feel like waived, just the language there makes that weird to me. And then I'm also just kind of surprised that no one asked even more questions at the city council meeting, but maybe everyone went to this workshop. There are no notes from the workshop on the website, at least not that I could find.
I'm surprised they even have a website with, given the size of this town, I'm surprised you're even able to find minutes online. There's a good chance that almost no one attended the council meeting. I mean, I don't know how many town council meetings you've gone to. But
there's a very slim chance that anybody attended the council meeting.
Well, usually the town council themselves will attend, but that's about it.
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to add that bit of detail that it was just kind of, I don't know, no one seemed to be worried or cautious about it. Everyone was kind of like, oh, you're going to pay rent? Oh, no rent? Okay, well, it's fine, I guess.
The mayor claims in this story that everyone wanted this. Now, obviously, he's exaggerating, but that's what he said.
Well, he might not even be exaggerating. It's a very small community. 1,500 people who have to travel, 10 miles out of the way to go to the grocery store may want one nearby,
yep.
Right? Like, would you,
also,
if you had a choice, go ahead.
Yeah.
I live two blocks from my grocery store. I've never lived as close to one before. But now that I have, I can never move farther. Like, I can't move more than walking distance away from a grocery store. It's just so nice. It's so nice.
You've lived in a food desert for all of your life until this point.
Basically, I grew up in, like, the suburbs. If you think about a community, you know, all the cookie-cutter houses.
Yep.
All of those are technically food deserts, and they aren't necessarily poor people living there. You know, they're probably, middle-class people who can afford groceries.
Yeah, at this point, if you are a mile from a grocery store, you're in a food desert.
According to the Department of Agriculture.
I am in a food desert.
Right.
So the only thing that I can walk to are other people's houses.
What I'm suggesting is, given the choice, like at the council meeting, given the choice, if it's, do you guys want to have to keep going 10 miles to get your groceries, or do you want us to build a grocery store right here a mile from your house? Right. I can see a scenario where the majority, if not all, people go like, yeah, one mile away is a lot more convenient. Let's do that instead.
Right? We are exactly 1 mile away from the nearest grocery store here.
Food desert.
But that's if you go by the roads. If you drew a straight line, it might be a little less than a mile.
I'm sure it would.
But then you'd have to cross a river.
What about the co-op?
You know what? Maybe we are closer. I don't know. Maybe it's about the same distance. I think it's about the same distance. Hey, Tatiana, thanks for sharing that detail with us about the council meeting. Anything else you want to get out there?
No. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. Your calls are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from the story, and this is the original piece on this from Jacksonville.com, not the Boston Globe or the Post, which is more all about socialism. Yay! This is just more kind of about the story. The Department of Agriculture, again, defines a food desert as where at least 500 residents, or at least a third of the population, live at least a mile away from a full-service grocery store or market that sells fruits, veggies, and fresh meat. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, nationwide, about 24 million people live in food deserts, and about 2.3 million people live in poor, rural areas that are more than 10 miles from a supermarket.
How many in a food desert?
24 million.
Is that all?
That's what they claim.
I just can't believe that it's only 24 million people in a country of 350 million live more than 1 mile from a grocery store.
That only that many live with further than a mile.
I'm trying to do the math in my head. I don't think I've ever lived within maybe one time. I'm thinking about one place one time for about a year.
Well, your current situation is pretty rural compared to other areas in state, too.
Yeah, but I moved from the place I lived 11 years before that is the equidistant from a grocery store, which is still well over 1 mile. The place that I lived before that was probably within a mile of a grocery store, but it would be close.
Okay.
And maybe not. And the place I lived before that was probably within the mile of a grocery store, but that was for a year. And then before that, certainly not. I've lived most of my life not in a food desert, according to the government department of doesn't know crap.
Department of Agriculture, according to the city's census tracts in Jacksonville, the nearest city to Baldwin, 40 of the city's 173 census tracts have been designated as food deserts, according to a consultant working within the city.
So open up more socialist grocery stores to serve those communities.
I've got to be a food desert consultant expert here shortly. Now we've created a new business.
The National League of Cities has not researched government-run grocery stores, so they had no information about whether other U.S. cities have taken this approach to food deserts. According to their spokes bureaucrat, the Florida League of Cities University director said she was unaware of any other Florida towns having done so. This may be the first ever government-run, in the U.S. at least, food store. And of course, we know that in Venezuela and other places like that, governments have run grocers there, and there's some pretty horrible stories about
that's the
those
thing.
Places.
Those are generally socialist areas, mm-hmm. right? And my point earlier was that this being not a socialist area per se, it'll look like the grocery store is successful because it can leech off the productivity of the surrounding areas to keep it going and to make it look successful when it's really not.
Lynch said, as the mayor of the town, said research done by Baldwin resident Alice Sapp Bowen found Baldwin was alone in its approach. Bowen, who maintains the All About Baldwin Facebook page, wrote on a closed group page, quote, the town owns and has taken the financial risk to provide us with an option. Now, is this the same thing as anybody else taking a financial risk?
No, that's the point.
because they're not risking their money. They're risking money they've stolen from the people of Baldwin in order to do this.
But the people want it, so then it's okay.
Because if it fails, the only thing that happens to the mayor is he might lose his position.
And I don't think it'll fail. I'll think they'll tax their way out of it. Or
Well, I mean, it may fail because government is, you know, sort of notoriously bad at doing things.
Have their schools failed?
Well, good point.
Have their cops failed?
Good point.
But they still exist.
It's eternity.
We'll see. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here we go. Our number number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The town of Baldwin in Florida, a little town of about 1,500 people, town government has now opened up a grocery store because there was one in town, but they closed down like a year ago. And town government tried to pitch the property to other grocers, apparently, to try to entice them in, and they said no. And so town government just went right ahead and hired a grocery manager. Another story talks about they had a manager with like 12 years of experience come in and hired some staff members from the town. And apparently, according to the story at the Boston Globe, which was just published yesterday, the very end of the story, it says that the town council had hoped to take in about $3,500 per day at the store, but they say that sales have routinely exceeded that thus far. So they're claiming that it's working out so far, as long as they can keep the place clean. I mean, governments aren't noted for doing a particularly good job at anything, but then again, as you pointed out, Richie, if they screw things up, they can always just take more taxpayer money to shore up the operations.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the break, Mark compared it to like schools and police and the failure in those organizations. But we still have them, right? We still have public schools. There's still police. Right?
And the public schools, of course, continue to increase in cost dramatically over time.
So what happens when that happens with this grocery store, as will likely occur? Right. Does it what how do you define failure when it comes to a public run grocery store?
Yeah.
Like, are they actually going to find if they don't make a profit or they aren't able to sustain the cost, are they going to shut down like the private grocery stores and close it
like
down?
Like IGA did.
Right. Are they going to do it and leave their whole community without a grocery store again because it's not a profitable endeavor?
Yeah.
I have an answer. No.
No.
Right. And what will the results be as far as the townspeople? You know, what are they going to say and or do? Is there going to be an uprising if they really start to screw things up? Are they going to toss out the mayor and the town council and then demand somebody come in who can better run the store, keep the store open, but, you know, make it run better?
Do they get a discount since it's part taxpayer funded anyway?
Well, that's a good question.
Somebody run for mayor saying, I'm a businessman and I can run this store so that we all have groceries coming out of our ears.
And you know, if that's
make
all the
make the grocery store great again.
Let me go on here with Jacksonville.com. This is a report from a couple months ago on this thing that is just now getting national press. So this is the original report on it here. This is the town manager, mayor, Sean Lynch, says research done by a lady who runs a page on Facebook called All About Baldwin says the town owns and has taken the financial risk to provide us with an option. This is truly a first that can be said to be only in Baldwin. I am hometown proud, she said. Other communities across the country have come up with other innovative solutions for food deserts. There are nonprofit grocery stores in Baltimore, Denver, Washington, and Waco, Texas, while other places have gone the food cooperative route, according to news reports. And Mark, I don't know if you said this on the air, but apparently Keene has a co-op, and they did get money from the town government
for the startup
to open up. Are they continuing to get money from the town
government? I don't know the answer.
You're a member. Couldn't you find that out?
I don't care enough. I mean, maybe.
So it wasn't objectionable enough to you. You decided to join the organization.
Well, I didn't do the process. I happen to be married to somebody who joined the
I see.
And the thing is that there was a demand for the co-op in town.
Sure.
Right? You know, and
it's the only one in downtown, actually. There's no grocery store
downtown.
It
seems to be making it. So
I heard they expanded.
Yeah, they're expanding. Yeah.
Well, if there was truly demand, did you need the government seed money to get it operational?
No.
Right? I mean, that's
it's like NPR, right? Like, they produce a really great product, and people are going to listen to it. As a matter of fact, they basically run podcasts at this point. Almost all podcasts, the top podcasts out there, are some way related to NPR. And then they go on and they beg for money, and that money is about, as I understand,
10%.
Not the begging for money. Excuse me. They go and beg the government for money, and that government money is about 10% of their operating budget. If they had their budget cut by 10%,
they'd be all right.
I'm reasonably certain, at least in the short term, that they'd be able to go out and say, "Hey, we don't get any government funding. Please give us a little more."
Yeah, that would work just fine.
That would be a criteria for me to donate to a cause, right? Like, as long as you're not getting anything from the state funding, I will consider your organization as, you know, one that I may donate to, should I choose.
Well, on the other hand, you can understand why organizations do it. It's because the money's there.
Yeah.
You know, their thought is, well, if we don't take it, somebody else will.
Yeah.
And, of course, they pay taxes, too, right? Like every individual who's a volunteer for or on the board of directors of whatever organization, whether we're talking about the co-op or the homeless shelter or whatever, you know, they all pay into the system. So why wouldn't they justify, well, if we can get 20 grand out and we've got 12 people on the board of directors, we all paid more than that into the system. So why not take it back out for this? So I don't blame them for it. I totally understand
sure.
it.
And again, I'm more in favor of co-ops than I would be of like the government run grocery store.
Local governments, according to the story, have helped community groups save existing grocers threatened with closing and establish and run new ones. When the only grocery in Onaga, Kansas burned and the owner chose not to rebuild it, a local entrepreneur and bank negotiated a deal with the city to build the grocery store, and the city council allocated $375,000 toward the new building, according to news reports. In Walsh, Colorado and Washburn, Illinois, townspeople bought their respective local grocery stores after they closed. And in Leighton, Missouri, the local high school runs the town's only grocery store. Online searches turned up no other market owned and run by a town. Quote, rural communities without a grocery store and seeking to develop one have several ownership models open to them, according to a report by the Center for Rural Affairs in Nebraska. They said further that the characteristics and circumstances of the community and its needs will determine which model will work best. All require local support in the form of buying local for the economic feasibility of the store. Some communities have the leadership and wherewithal to make things happen, and others do not.
And remember, yeah. It's called a garbage can, not a garbage cannot.
Baldwin has three convenience stores and a Dollar General, but after IGA closed, had no full-service grocer, said the town's mayor. He said, we needed to do something. He drew up a business plan and won council approval. The town hired a full-time store manager with 12 years of grocery experience and 12 part-time employees. They said, quote, when you've got something important to do, get it done, he said.
And pretty soon those part-time employees will be full-time employees with pensions and with optical and dental and the whole shebang.
Because they're government employees.
Because, well, they have families. It's important. You don't want these people going without. I mean, that's what it's like here in Keene, New Hampshire. Everybody in Keene, New Hampshire's life sucks except for the government employees who have you know,
living large.
Miserable lives, but they have benefits.
Esther and Bill Atkins, who live just outside town limits, shopped in the store on Saturday. They went just to check it out and get enchiladas, but ended up buying $55 worth of groceries. Esther said, quote, I was happy to see something back in Baldwin, unquote. How the town tackled its food desert status, she said, was, quote, amazing. Further, she claimed it was well-stocked, and they used a lot of local farmers and vendors, and she said prices were compatible.
Oh, they're gone then. They're using local farmers and vendors, and they're trying to keep prices down. They're out of business.
Well, and because it's a new thing, right, people are coming from out of town to check them out, which is probably why there was a run on the meat, number one, and why they're hitting their numbers right away.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's definitely making it sound like a great idea here. 855.
Social stores everywhere.
450 free, like freedom. You can join us here and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired for allegedly proposing a deal with the White House behind Defense Secretary Mark Esper's back to resolve a matter involving a Navy SEAL. In his resignation letter, Richard Spencer says the most important responsibility he has is to maintain good order and discipline in the ranks, and he no longer shares that understanding with the commander-in-chief. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked for Spencer's resignation, saying he'd lost trust and confidence. The controversy involves Navy Chief Officer Edward Gallagher, who was convicted of posing with the corpse of a dead teenager. Gallagher was demoted, but President Trump restored his rank. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free and bring up what you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. LibertyCon is a unique liberty convention slated for April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., and it's for people who would like to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, perhaps for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Plus, there'll be a great list of speakers like John Mackey, who knows a thing or two about running a grocery store. He's the creator of Whole Foods Market. And also he'll be speaking about conscious capitalism. Plus, Vernon Smith, the Nobel Prize winner for economics, speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's more to learn. Just go to LibertyCon.com for more information on other speakers. And, of course, to get your tickets, which are shockingly affordable. You're talking about less than $80 if you go and register right now. Knock another $10 off by using code FTL to get a discount on your registration. You just can't find conventions that are this affordable. It's amazing. LibertyCon.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live, gets you $10 off. And student travel scholarships are available, as well as discounted rooms at the Marriott Marquis in Washington. It's April 3rd through the 5th. We will see you there, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. And, Mark, did you ever find out whether this is the first LibertyCon? Do you know?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I did look it up when you said it, but I couldn't really. They had a bunch of things going on last year, and, you know.
Because a lot of times, you know, normally it'll say fifth annual on whatever the website, and you know, I don't see that here, so it makes me think it might be the first one.
I think they changed the location of it,
but I don't know. I'm looking forward to checking it out. So we'll see you there. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-453. I saw a headline, and, you know, I just love bringing up Bitcoin hit pieces every now and then when one of them catches my attention. And Forbes.com does a lot of reporting on Bitcoin.
Good and bad, apparently.
Right, good and bad. So some of their contributors, and I think that there's, like, Forbes and the people who work for Forbes, and then there's the contributors.
Okay.
So they're, like, not as high, you know,
citizen
on the ranking.
Journalists.
And so a lot of the Bitcoin articles that you see on Forbes are by their contributors. This is one of them. This guy is Oliver Rennick. He works for TD Ameritrade. Which is, he says he's the lead anchor at the TD Ameritrade Network.
So no agenda there.
Well, now the interesting thing is TD Ameritrade supposedly was getting into buying and selling Bitcoin or futures or something like that.
Okay.
Some sort of aspect of Bitcoin. So this is what he has to say. Headline, Bitcoin isn't down because of China. It's down because you don't need it. Crypto markets, he says, are not reeling this week because China is, quote, cracking down on blockchain, unquote. Tokens have been getting slammed since the summer because most of them are unnecessary and because the need for coins that may offer some utility is not as imminent as buyers thought it would be.
Well, he's not entirely wrong there, even with the Bitcoin statement, right? Like, no one needs Bitcoin. It has nothing to do with necessity.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with desire and want to get away from, you know, government-run, government-controlled fiat money.
Correct. And all the problems that are inherent
right.
with government fiat, government-issued currencies. So, like, inflation would be one example where politicians can control the issuance of their currency and benefit their friends and essentially tax, sort of a secret tax on everybody else. If you have dollars in your possession and you're holding them, you're saving your dollars, and the politicians print a bunch more dollars out, well, yeah. they've just devalued the dollars that you had in savings.
Yeah.
And cryptocurrency like Bitcoin avoids those problems.
Right.
But what if I want to buy drugs and have them delivered to my house?
Use
do
dollars.
Do I need cryptocurrency then?
Nope.
Dollars have been useful in doing that for decades.
You can hire a drug dealer for cash.
I suppose you can. As
yeah.
I understand it, drugs have been made safer and cleaner, you know, healthier
oh, yeah.
by cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin enabled the Silk Road to exist. The Silk Road was the first underground drug marketplace.
Right, but I don't see that in and of itself as a great thing. What I see as a good thing is, I understand, maybe you want drugs delivered to your house.
I would never.
What I'm saying is in fact, the world's a safer, healthier place as a result.
Yeah. yeah.
Because people who might have gone into the wrong neighborhood and got bopped over the head and gotten robbed, or people who might have gotten drugs that were, you know, laced with fentanyl or something and be dead, are alive and well today. And that is a market good. And this guy doesn't want to mention that at all. Now, I don't want to necessarily equate Bitcoin with drugs, but I'm just saying you can't do that with dollars.
Yeah. And I'm not discounting the benefits of Bitcoin when I say it's not necessary. I'm just saying it's
not needed.
It's not needed. Yeah.
He says this is a lot of innovations aren't needed, right?
Right.
They're just things that people want because they make life easier.
Yes.
They make things more convenient.
Completely.
Or whatever. We don't need grocery stores. We could go out and like forage and hunt for food, and it would make life very difficult.
Or drive 2 miles to your local farmer.
Right. This is most obvious, he says, with King Crypto, Bitcoin, whose purported use case as a store of value is not looking very compelling. Now, of course, we don't, on Free Talk Live, and I don't want to speak for everybody here, but I think I might in this studio, don't agree that Bitcoin's use case is a store of value. The original idea behind Bitcoin was it was supposed to be digital money that you
Right.
could use to transmit value basically instantaneously across an entire planet for next to no cost. Unfortunately, because the Bitcoin programmers have screwed it up and not fixed their product, not fix the platform, basically. They made it so that once Bitcoin got too big for its britches, once its network was full of transactions, that it couldn't scale, so the prices of the transactions went up, where it scaled up, or it didn't scale up, the prices went all the way up to as much as $30 per transaction
right.
in late December of 2017.
Which made the use case change to
Correct.
Store value.
And since then, since then, the Bitcoin maximalists, the people who are fanatics over Bitcoin, have been touting it as a store of value and nothing else. They don't seem to understand that the original vision for it was that it was supposed to
right.
be used in right. the marketplace.
But it's too expensive. It's too expensive to use in the marketplace as intended now.
It's still cheaper than most like wire transfers in Western Unions and things like that.
Sure.
But it's not as cheap as most of the other cryptos.
Like you bought your dinner tonight with the Edge wallet. Right?
Yeah,
I used Dash. But you could have at one point in time used Bitcoin as easily
and
as cheaply.
And I did at one point in time because Keene actually had Bitcoin accepting businesses.
Right.
We've had them for most of this decade.
But would you spend the $10 to $15 on dinner with the transaction cost of Bitcoin now?
There's no reason to when I could spend Dash or Bitcoin Cash instead do it for a fraction of the price.
So other cryptos have taken on the use case
Correct.
Of daily spending, and Bitcoin is, you know, the use case is hold and transfer or
but
hold and
But that's more of a failure of their programmers and not the failure of the concept of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So the risk, this is back to the critic here, he says the risk reward in Bitcoin has always been an extreme one, which is why its biggest proponents, salespeople, assigned astronomic price targets to it. Of course, we know John McAfee has predicted $1 million for the Bitcoin price by the end of, I think, next year.
Oh, he puts great consequences to himself if it fails.
It's going to be so great when that fails.
He did. And he says, widespread adoption is an extremely low probability event with an enormous payoff if the stars align. And let's be clear, the things that need to happen for the world to turn to Bitcoin, complete central bank impotence, widespread currency debasement, falling equity markets, and the abandonment of traditional gold means betting on Bitcoin is essentially betting against the house.
I get where he's coming from, and I don't disagree with him. However, if you've ever used Bitcoin and you've ever sent a bank transfer,
mm-hmm.
if you've done those two activities, then you know one of them is easy and the other one sucks.
Yep.
I had to send some money over to Uganda to buy this land. Couldn't use cryptocurrency at that point. I have sent cryptocurrency over to Uganda in the past, but they didn't, you know, the guy that was cashing it in for him didn't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying to send a bank transfer. I mean, I just got my bank account shut down basically over this bank transfer because they're like, what are you doing sending $40,000 to Uganda?
They closed your account over that?
Well, they demanded me to show them some paperwork or whatever that I didn't feel like showing them. So,
and it had to do with the Ugandan transfer?
It was cited.
Wow. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com. Or toll free, 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones wins the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Even in these remaining moments, we might have enough time for you. Joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Richie, where can people go to hear more of you? You've got your own show.
Anarchistexperience.com. This week, we had Kyle Varner on.
Who's that?
He's a libertarian activist, so he came on because he's in Hawaii right now.
Oh.
But he paid a lot of attention on to all the turmoil going on in South America and how the radical left.
Like Venezuela, you mean? Or?
Venezuela.
Brazil?
Chile was one of the big ones that we talked about. And how, you know.
Was he there for it?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. Like, he travels around. So he had, like, you know, he came back. I said, well, I don't really know Cal Barner all that much, but sure, have him on. What does he want to talk about?
Huh.
And said, you know, the radical left, the socialists, taking over more states or trying to take over more states in South America, and what can be done about that.
Cool. Check him out over at anarchistexperience.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, also we'll tell you more about what this critic has to say about Bitcoin and why he thinks the price is going down. He says, because you don't need it. That's why the price is going down. He says, we'll get back into it. But first, we go to John in New England listening. It says here you might be listening to shortwave radio. Is that true, John?
Yes, Mr. Ian. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Yes, what the channel it
what's
was.
What's the frequency?
I turn the dial to get it. I don't know channel. It tunes in different things.
That's a weird kind of thing. I mean, are you using like an old shortwave radio from like back in the 50s where there's no actual digital readout? I mean, no, most of the time you can see with newer radios, you can see what the channel numbers are.
Oh, it has no numbers. A dial you twist.
Okay, then. That's...
Again, thank you for taking my call. You know, we talked not that long ago about hoping that the TJ spy would come back, and I thought to myself tonight, looking at you in the studio there, because I also have a computer. It has no sound, so I have to tune in. It does not.
So the studio cam isn't syncing up with the voice coming out of the radio there.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw Mr. Mark, and I thought, you know, maybe TJ will come back one day, because you remember, Ian, Mr. Mark, he went sailing on his adventure on the boat. We thought he may never come back, and then he did.
He did, yeah. It's possible. You're talking about TJ the Spy. He is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. One of, I think, a listener favorites.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's a real character. For those that aren't, you know, maybe newer to the show, they weren't listening back when TJ was on a few years ago. Great, you know, entertaining personality. Always had something to say and had interesting stories. He claimed he worked for the NSA, for instance. It's funny that you mention him, John. I did just hear from him over the weekend, and he is working. He's still in Colorado. He and James, his boyfriend, who was also a co-host here on Free Talk Live, James Cleveland, they've been living out in Colorado the last 2 or 3 years at this point. And TJ is very excited because he just got a job as what they call a bud tender.
Oh.
You've heard about bud tenders?
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
working at a legal marijuana shop as one of the people that, you know, you come in and they know everything about the weed and they can kind of make recommendations to you. And he's very, very excited about that. I guess he just got through the job training, and he was telling me about how ridiculous the taxes are on these, you know, these businesses, these poor businesses that are just trying to bring cannabis to people. I'll share with you a little bit of what he said here. He says,
and that's what happens when you advocate legalize and tax. Right, they legalize, yep. and then they tax way too much.
He says, my boss has a huge tax liability because IRS Rule 280E disallows almost all tax deductions for pot businesses. That means when a customer buys $100 worth of cannabis in our store, about $39 goes to the IRS. $25 goes to the state of Colorado. People think that pot businesses out here are making huge profits when, in fact, most are struggling. We have huge cash inflow, but about 80% of our gross sales goes to taxes and compliance, leaving just 20% to pay workers and give a return on investment to the entrepreneur.
First, they came for the people running numbers, right? And the lotto, this used to be the purview of the gangs and organized crime running numbers. Then the government started lotto. Now they're doing marijuana. How many people are sitting in prison right now for selling marijuana, and these people are, and the government's taking 80% of the sale?
He says, I wonder what my boss could sell wax for, meaning cannabis wax, if the government didn't tax the S out of us. Currently, we sell our house wax for $25 a gram once all the taxes are paid. In the black market, I've been seeing 10 to 15 a gram because the vendors in the black market don't have to pay taxes and compliance costs.
Good.
But they have the risk of getting busted, which pushes up their price. I think $5 per gram of wax would be possible if we could just be a legal business like every other business without having to pay ridiculous taxes. So there's your little taste of TJ. John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, David.
Boy, you've been running through so many different angles. I originally had called to ask where the libertarians stand on the social contract.
Show it to me.
That's right.
It doesn't exist.
Show it to me.
Show me my signature.
Well, the social contract, for listeners that aren't familiar with it, is that, you know, we the people develop a village, a town, a community of some sort, and that we agree to have certain functions, you know, whether a town, a meeting house, or you have bridges, or fixing roads, different things, you know, to keep your little civilization going.
Or they write down things like, shall not be infringed, and then infringe them.
So the social contract is best handled locally. You know, when there was a king across the ocean in 1776 who was not living up to the social contract, he was sucking all the money back to London and having parties with it. Whether we had floods or blights or droughts or plagues in our villages, the social contract didn't exist with a king.
Wait a minute. It didn't exist then, but it does now, you're saying?
The social contract is how the people were able to rein in the kings. They said those so-called
kings. Well, why would a king sign a contract with the people?
I think he's saying that because you had a king, there was no social contract because the king dictated all.
Where is the social contract now? Where is it kept?
Well, you have airwaves that are controlled, and so you get a clear signal and no other radio stations are interfering with your signal.
Where is the social contract? It's not on the airwaves. Where is this document?
That's part of the social contract.
The answer is there is no social contract. It's a fantasy that a bunch of control freaks made up just to justify using violence against peaceful people. That's what the answer is. There's no such thing. It's BS.
You don't need to turn him down.
I put him on hold.
I would agree that there is no social contract, and that the social contract has changed whenever anybody feels like it.
Right, because it's not an actual contract.
Right, and contracts have a meeting of the minds and a whole variety of
acceptance, meeting of the minds, and consideration as well.
Instead of the social contract, what I would say is a more accurate description of what we have going on is that the king, the position, or the duke, or the baron, or whomever it is, their position has been usurped by the people. And so now what we have is we have a dictatorship of the majority.
Usurped by the people? We own it. Trump is our employee.
What do you own?
We the people own.
You don't own anything
country.
At my house, and yet you want to tell me what I can do there and what I can build. Right?
Don't lie about me. The social contract,
doesn't
you get
exist.
Honest weights and measures. Do you, when you go to the gas station, do you get a gallon, or do you get whatever they claim is a gallon?
The same constitution that says weights and measures says that my right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then there's 20,000 gun laws. Explain it to me.
A phony argument.
The social contract
is how we don't shoot each other. We agree to live near each other.
The social contract is
how we, the people, fought 1776 and won and beat a king. And we're actually beating them kings again with Prince Andrew dropping out, right?
No.
We, the people, own the place.
Let me respond. You the people, own what?
The Trump is our employee.
Really? Then you should be able to fire him.
He doesn't owe you. Like, why does he have to
show you his
tax return?
He's not doing his job.
Barack Obama never showed you his birth certificate. So why does Trump have to show you his? I mean, I got a birth certificate. It doesn't look like anything that Barack Obama ever showed.
Thanks for the call, David. Definitely appreciate it, but it's just a fantasy.
There's one document that you need to show to be president, and that's a birth certificate. Now, maybe that silly little thing that Hawaii put out about Barack Obama is the only thing, the certificate of live birth or whatever, is the only thing he's got. But it doesn't look like my birth certificate. And to me, what Barack Obama did was he trolled the Republicans. Now, I'm not saying he was born elsewhere. I think he was probably born in Hawaii. But Trump doesn't need to show you his tax returns, as evidenced by the fact that he's been president for 3 years and you still haven't seen him.
Out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, so you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.